for women. Listen to Mrs. Waite speak from her heart to your need. Pause a moment and care. Just for Women is an unusual broadcast for women in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. Yvonne Waite deals biblically with the many issues facing women today. The Bible tells the older women to speak the things which become sound doctrine, and teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, to love their children, to be discreet, keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husbands, that the word of God be not blasphemed. Listen now to Mrs. Waite speaking just for women.
Hi, girls. Here we are again. It's so good to be with you. I look forward to our visits. It makes my day, I'll tell you. When we are weary, our mind does not keep up with our heart. You know that. How we should value and stand in awe of our clear, sound mind. God can slow down the windmills of our mind. But for His grace and restraint, our minds would snap. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, because our minds, we trust in Thee. Thou wilt keep in perfect peace our minds, because he trusteth in Thee. How are you doing with your mind? Are you putting it on the Lord? Are things so hard and difficult for you that you fall apart? I know what that's like. I know how the cares of life can so overtake us sometimes that we just fall to pieces. But we must put our minds on Christ, for He will give us peace. I've been reading you about Gail Riplinger. It hasn't been pleasant to write about these things, but she has just taken off against my husband and me with her pen in a vicious way. And I just feel it's necessary to talk about this. You know, we called her on the phone and we asked her if she had ever been married before, because we heard these rumors. And she assured my husband and me on the phone that she was married only once ever, and we believed her. I wondered out loud to her why she did not defend herself against such lies, and she said that God would be her defense. And I was impressed with the spiritual fortitude of this woman. But oh, I was wrong. Instead of admitting her deception, she has taken off like a wild banshee against Dr. Waite and me and others. Now where is her assurance that God would be her defense? Where went all that spiritual piety? There is more, but I won't go on and on about it. Keep posted and pray for us. My husband has defended himself and is defending himself against her 61-page wild attack. He is writing a book about it, and it's ready now. In fact, if you want it, we can send it to you through the email. Just write us, and my husband can arrange to do that from our email to your email. Bible for Today, bft@bibleforttoday.org. I believe that's the email. I could check up here to be sure I have it right. Yes, bft@bibleforttoday.org, and ask Dr. Waite to send you that PDF. You have to tell him what you want, because he can't read your mind. Now, let's see, where did I stop off? So, my husband has defended himself and is defending himself in his 61-page wild attack. She had this 61-page. He's writing a book, which he's already written it, and it's called A Warning on Gail Riplinger's KJV and Multiple Inspiration Heresy. And we're going to have it in book form soon, too, but now you can get it in a PDF. It's rather interesting. When I first talked to her and asked her if she was married or not, married three times and divorced twice, I didn't know too much about her false way of inspiration, and that was not my concern. And when I started writing and answering, that was not my concern, the inspiration and the marriage and divorce question. My concern was that she was lying, and she lied to me, and she's lying to the world. But now we've discovered some of her peculiar views of what Bible inspiration is. For some reason, Gail Ludwig Latessa Kaleda Riplinger feels it was presumptuous for me to have considered myself a friend of hers. I knew we were not close friends, but we knew each other and occasionally correspond with each other, especially in the past. I remember well a letter I received from her congratulating me on receiving an honorary doctor's degree from a school in South Dakota. My honorary degree is similar to Gail's, only I don't go around calling myself doctor like she does. In recent print sources, it was mentioned that she received her honorary degree from a large church. Whoever wrote that copy was mixed up. Churches do not bestow degrees. Schools of learning do. The fact is that in her 61-page diatribe against my husband and me and others, she refers to me as Vonnie, V-O-N-N-I-E, my name is Yvonne. It shows me that at some time or other she thought of me as a friend and I of her, not just an acquaintance. It has been many years since anyone has referred to me in public writing by my most intimate personal name. It would be as if I referred to as Little Gail or Rippy. Her daughter, her confidant, understood we were friends in the past. Quoting from an email written by her daughter to my husband and me on July 21, 2009, Bryn Ripperner Schutt, in speaking for her mother, grieved, quote, "She would be crushed," meaning her mother, "that one of her few friends did not reciprocate the love and admiration she felt for them," end of quote. Bryn went on to say that she, Bryn, would keep my letter confidential and not tell her mother, for her mother would be hurt as my letter would break her heart. So how did her mother get my letter after all? Gail Ripperner is making a major fuss that my communication was sent to her daughter's house and not to hers, because I wanted to send my long letter of July 2009, which you can get through our email, contact us, because I wanted to send that long letter of July 2009 to Gail's home. My husband called the telephone company for the Ripperner phone number and got the house address of a Ripperner also. There was only one phone listed under Ripperner in Ariette, Virginia. We assumed it was the house number we were looking for. It turned out that it was the address of Bryn Ripperner Schutt, who must go under her maiden name like the feminists do. We did not want to send it to a box number. We sent the letter second day UPS. That same day, we sent the same letter by PDF to her computer. Later, the letter was sent by first-class mail to the box. So when Gail Ripperner says she did not receive my long letter, she must be lying or she must not look at any of her mail ever. I understand that the phone number is now removed from the telephone information. In case you want to know, when we receive wrong mail, we waits to our house, which we often do. We see that it is delivered to the proper person. We do not purposely open it and read it and answer it. But that is what Mrs. Ripperner's daughter did. While I'm talking about these silly impeach the witness fusses, let me tell you that my UPS letter was sent a second day error. Somehow, in all our proofreading, etc., the UPS second day wording in my BFT update, previous one, got changed to next day error. This is the letter that the daughter said she would never give to her mother, and if memory serves me, the mother said she didn't receive. Yet Ripperner is answering every jot and tittle of a letter she said she did not receive. Speaking of impeaching the witness, a term I learned from Ripperner herself when I interviewed her in 1995. In October of 2007, my husband and I phoned Ripperner asking about the truth of the 3 marriages and 2 divorces. We were receiving emails telling us this. One of her proofs that those emails about her other marriages were not true was that she had 2 sisters. She said the copies of the marriage licenses had no mention that she had 2 sisters. This proved, according to her, that the email information we were getting was false. Recently, as I was re-listening to that North Carolina interview made 15 years ago, my ears pricked up. In that 1995 interview, Mrs. Ripperner said to me that she had no siblings, but in 2007 she said she had 2 sisters. Now, it turned out that those sisters were the daughters of her father by some other woman. She had no blood sisters, but if she needed a sister or two, she could call up those 2 women any time, I guess. Of interest to me today is how she knew she had 2 sisters in October 2007, I'll read that again. Of interest to me, this is all very confusing, and I'm sure by now you've left the radio. Of interest to me today is how she knew she had two sisters in October 2007. But in April of 1995, the interview date, she could not remember the year of her mother's death or her exact age when she gave birth to her only daughter. She stated she was 39 or 40. These are dates, my mother's death date and my five children's birth, that are ingrained in my mind. And I'm supposed to be the one that's wonky and feeble-minded. I ask you, if you've had a child, and supposing you only had one child, this should be easy, and I'd say, how old were you when your child was born? Would you know exactly, or would you give an indefinite age? Because of our friendship, as casual as it was, I was very torn and upset. Yet I felt I had to reveal the findings concerning Gail's prevarications concerning her marriages and backward translating. Now, if you don't know what this backward translating is about, just ask to get this cassette, this radio. Just ask me and I'll send it to you, or ask for it in writing and I'll send it in writing, because I can't repeat it again. It's too complicated to repeat it over. Yet I felt I had to reveal the finding concerning Gail's prevarications concerning her marriages and backward translating. Then later about Dr. Robinson. We had much of the information for over a year, maybe two, before I wrote Mrs. Ripinger, and before I spoke to the DBS Dean Burgon Society Women in July of 2009. By the way, that 21-page letter had nothing whatsoever to do with Matthew 18. And if you want that 21-page letter, just ask for us. You can get it through the computer. I felt like the prophets must have felt when they had a message they did not want to deliver. If I could have found a boat to Tarsus, I would have gone aboard. My feelings were very convoluted. It was very difficult. In fact, it made me ill, and that is the truth. Have you forgotten the reason I felt it was necessary to come out with our findings last July in 2009? It is never mentioned by her. Mrs. Ripinger was personally mortified that an article that she did not write had her name on it. She was so upset over that lie that she made Pastor Mickey Carter, would we call him wonky, mail an immediate correction to all the readers who saw the lie in his Haynesport's Florida Anchor paper. It seems like Pastor Carter and Mrs. Ripinger are joined at the hip on most, if not all, of her strange inspiration heresy. Exposing Mrs. Ripinger was one of the most difficult things I've ever had to do. I knew she would come at me with hammer and tongs to smear my husband and me from one end of the earth to the other. Somehow I knew she was not going to depend on God to be her defense. And she has smeared us from one end of the world to the other.
Just for Women with Yvonne Waite, sponsored by the Bible for Today Baptist Church in Collingswood, New Jersey. We invite you to visit our church Sundays at 10 a.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. If you need more information about our church, our broadcast, or our Savior, please call us toll-free 1-800-JOHN-10-9. Email bft@bibleforToday.org. The organist and pianist is Mr. Dick Carroll. Your announcer has been Dr. D.A. Waite, pastor of the Bible for Today Baptist Church. We invite all you ladies to join us next week, same time, same station, to hear Yvonne Waite and Just for Women.
I'm under God's care, are you?